Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. We have the trade that didn't happen. Billy King and Rhea will help us to understand what went down with the Phillies. Wow, end the round at the last minute. And
just typical.
Tyler Anderson, the left-handed starting pitcher, ended up in Seattle, not here. Mm. But I made a big mistake.
What is it?
To start this show, and I realize now my mistake. I wanted to channel the excitement of the first day of training camp, but I was doing it with the wrong set of people. You understand?
All right.
Billy King, Mr. Basketball.
Yes.
Al Morganti, Mr. Hockey.
Keith Yandel.
Rhea Hughes, Miss Home Improvement. Right? These people cannot truly the joy of the start of a brand new football season. But I got a guy on the line who can do it. The author of the great book, Finish Business. The legend himself, the great Ray Dittiger. Hi, Ray.
Good morning, Angelo.
Ray, when it's the opening of a new training camp, you feel something, don't you?
I'm excited.
Tell me why. Tell me, just channel your emotion and share it with us.
It goes back a long way. I mean, I'm the little kid who used to go to Eagles training camp up at Hershey. I was so, my parents and I, that was our summer vacation every year. We would get in Dad's old DeSoto and drive out to Hershey and spend 2 weeks there watching the Eagles do two-a-days. I mean, it's been a part of my life since 1955. So, when that day rolls around, it kind of feels like that all over again. I'm excited. Going into each year, the expectations are different. Some years you think you got a real chance. Some years it's kind of going to be what it is. But it's just the start of it. And there's always that thing. Even if you don't think the team's going to be really good, there's always that thought in the back of your mind that maybe they'll surprise you. And that's kind of where a lot of people are this year. They're kind of just waiting to see what this team turns into.
Ray, more than anyone I could think of, I know the 10-year-old Ray Dittiger. I know him from the book, from the play Tommy and Me. And you go into, in great depth, how much you loved going to camp when you were a little kid and your book Finished Business. I mean, here's what I want to know. What about it when you were a little kid had such appeal to you when most little kids want to go to an amusement park? They want excitement. And you were just watching a bunch of big guys slam into each other. What was the appeal for you when you were a kid?
The accessibility, the intimacy of it. Because it's hard for people to relate today, given what training camps are today, to what they were in 1956, 1957. Nobody went. We were the only ones there. There was no security. There were no fences. There was nobody saying, stand behind that line. Nothing. You could actually walk out onto the field and stand on the sidelines with the players. So for a kid like me who really loved the game and knew all the players and watched all the games and everything, I mean, the chance to go up there and for 2 weeks just be able to walk right up to them and talk to them, get their autograph, pose for a picture. In the case of Tommy McDonald, walk with him and carry his helmet from the locker room to the practice field. That's really where I fell in love with the game. I mean, I loved it anyway, but being able to be that up close and personal with the players in the game was just It was awesome. I mean, it really was. I mean, that's what really made me sort of say, hey, this is what I want to do with the rest of my life. Honestly, that's kind of where it started. It's a little sad because pro football has grown so much. And, I mean, a 10-year-old kid will never have that kind of a opportunity today, but I was lucky enough to have it.
Right. Well, let's fast forward to you now as an accomplished writer, covering sports, cover the Eagles, writing columns about the Eagles. Did you still feel that same sense of joy when you were there working it, covering it, that you did as a kid?
It was different. Obviously, I wasn't a fan anymore. I was a reporter.
Right.
But being close to it, and I did. I just love the game. I'm just so fascinated by the game. It was a whole. I was approaching it in a different way. As a 10-year-old, obviously, I didn't know the game all that well. I just knew I loved it. But when I got to be a reporter and I got to be around it and I got to be real close to it and I got to know some of the coaches and, you know, they were kind enough in those early years to actually take me in and sit me down and watch film with me and teach me the game. And I began understanding, oh, now I kind of get it. Oh, now I see how this all works. You know, it was just a great experience for me. And every year when the start of a new training camp rolls around, it brings back all of those memories. And I've been through how many of them? I mean, I started going, the first one I went to with my parents was 1956, and here we are, and I still have that same kind of feeling that there's that, you know, you're just starting something new, and you're just hoping that maybe it can be all that you hope that it can be.
All right, let me bounce off you some of the things that I'm excited about, and tell me if you agree.
Okay.
I am most excited about getting a chance to see Devontae Smith. I've heard so much about him. I've read about him. I've seen film of him. Is he the number one attraction at the Eagles training camp this summer?
He is for me.
All right, what do you think we're getting, right? Kind of describe what we're going to see from that young man.
I think he's going to be great. I really do. I kind of have to hold back a little bit because I've talked about him so much, doing the show with Glenn and on the weekends that I've kind of thought about it. I said, you know, I really ought to back off a little bit here because I feel like I'm putting my I know there's great expectations for this kid, but I don't think I'm helping him by every weekend going on and talking about how great I think he's going to be. But I can't help it. I mean, I've watched him now through his college career, and he's been my favorite college player now for a couple of years, and I never that was without ever really expecting that he was going to wind up in Philadelphia. I just loved watching the kid play. I just loved watching his game, and the fact that things worked out that he was coming to Philadelphia. I mean, I'm probably more excited than the fan on the street. I mean, I think the kid is this good. He's got an amazing skill set, a very rare skill set that you just don't see very much. Everybody's concerned about his size, which I understand. But when you watch him play, when you watch him play, he's so smart. He's open constantly. It doesn't matter the situation. I mean, week after week last year, you know, after Waddle got hurt, he was their only receiver. I mean, every team that they played, and they played the best, did everything they could to shut him down because he was the only passing threat, and they still couldn't cover him. He always got open, and he always catches the ball. And, you know, anybody that's followed the Eagles the last few years, you know how drop passes have killed this team. I mean, people point to a lot of things that went wrong with this team. But one of the ones that just gnawed at me was there are so many drop passes. I mean, so many drop passes. They had to get somebody in here that could just catch the football. And that's what this kid does better than anybody. And plus, I think in addition to the physical part and what he's going to give you on the field, he's just such a solid kid. He's such a hard worker, has such a great attitude. I mean, you're bringing in a guy with a Heisman Trophy and no ego. I mean, how often do you ever see that? You know,
but
that's what this guy is. I mean, he's a unique player, but he's also a unique individual who I think is going to make a big difference in this team.
So now you've opened up a couple of things because you're talking about the drop passes in the past years. The other thing is the tight windows. There hasn't been a lot of separation with the Eagles receivers and defensive backs. With more of an open window because you've got a guy like Smith and the extra attention he's going to draw, isn't that going to make Jalen Hurts more effective, Ray?
Should. Especially because they've played together before.
Yeah.
You know, they did play together at Alabama, so they have that familiarity. And they kind of, you know, everybody talk about getting on the same page. Well, they start on the same page, which is a nice place to be. One of the things you saw last year with Rager was I never thought that Rager and Wentz ever connected. It just I think it was more Rager's fault than it was Wentz's. But, I mean, he's got a long way to go. But, I mean, having Smith here as the new guy, as the new number one pick, I think we'll take a little pressure off of Rager. You know, last year he felt it all because he was the number one, and everybody was looking for him to be the guy. Well, I think right now you're looking at Devontae Smith to be the guy, so Rager can maybe come into camp this year with a year's experience under his belt and a little of that pressure removed that he doesn't necessarily feel like he has to be the whole focus of the passing game. You know, and maybe he can start growing into the player you hoped he was going to be. He's got a long way to go. I mean, I was kind of discouraged by what I saw of him last year, but, you know, he's had a whole off season to work on it, and, you know, he'll get another opportunity to come back this year with a different coaching staff and maybe a different approach and maybe start to fulfill some of that potential.
Ray, on the other side of the ball, the Eagles added a late entry with cornerback Steven Nelson. Is he going to help?
Yeah, he will. He will. I was surprised that they diddled around as long as they did with that. I mean, here we were right on the eve of training camp, and they really only had one cornerback. They had Slay. And to me, it was just such an obvious need. I mean, when are you going to go get the other corner? And there were some people that, you know, were talking Richard Sherman. I was more in on Steven Nelson all along, even before Richard Sherman got into trouble. I said, go sign Steven Nelson. I mean, he's a good player. I mean, he started his career in Kansas City and then he went to Pittsburgh. And, you know, last year was not his best year. But if you look at him from 2 years ago, the 2019 season, he was really good. I thought he was one of the best half dozen corners in the league. He was very, very good. And he's still at that point where he's right in the peak of his career. And I think in a new situation with a new team, I think he's going to flourish. I think he, opposite Slay, really kind of rounds out that secondary. Now you can put Avante Maddox in the slot, which is really where he should have been all along. And, you know, now all of a sudden your secondary starts to fall into place. But, you know, I know the fans here don't know a whole lot about Steven Nelson, but he was a very good pickup.
All right, Ray, one last thing. I just obviously the other big story we're going to watch this summer is Nick Sirianni, rookie coach, never even called plays before, and now he's in the middle of this thing. What is a good message for this rookie coach to give to the fans on his first day today? What kind of thing? I played at the very beginning of the show all the things we heard from the rookie Doug Peterson, the rookie Chip Kelly. What should he be telling us as he embarks on this new era? What do you think he should say?
I think he's got his theme. The last couple times that he's spoken, I thought that what he said, for people that were listening, I thought it made a lot of sense. It was the idea that this team is going to be all about competition. You know, nobody's going to be handed a job. I mean, from the time we start training camp, it's going to be everybody's going to be out there competing. And the best players are going to make the team, and the best of the best players are the ones that are going to start. I think that's a great message. Like, you know, you and I talked the last time I was on with you, and I said that it's really the Dick Vermeil script. I mean, there's a lot of similarities here. I mean, when, you know, they're coming in here at the same age, they're both 39 when they took the job, and the one thing that Dick hammered away at was competition. You know, everybody's coming to my training camp, and every job's up for grabs, and guys are just going to fight for it. And competition makes people better. It just does in every life, in every business, any workplace, in radio, in newspapers, in sports. I mean, competition makes people better. It just does. And that was the kind of training camp that Dick Vermeil created in 1976. Heck, that's why Vince Papale made the team. That's why a 30-year-old bartender wound up making the team, because he earned it. And if Sirianni is true to his message, and this is exactly that. This is a tough, no-nonsense, all-out competition training camp. That's what this town wants. That's what the fans want. They want a team that works hard and earns everything that it gets. And I don't think anybody has any unreal expectations that this team's a Super Bowl contender right now. They just want a team that goes out and competes harder than the team did last year. And I think Sirianni has started out very smartly by saying, no, competition is what we're going to be all about. And I think that resonates. I think it resonates with the fans, and I think that's why there's a lot of excitement surrounding opening day today.
Well, I just want you to know, Ray, that I've made a lot of book recommendations over the years. I have never gotten the acclaim that I have received for recommending Finish Business by Ray Dittinger. Every single person who has listened to us, heard you on your show or this show, and have read that book, have raved about it. It is a masterpiece But if you're going on vacation, you need something to read.
Beach Read.
Finish Business by Ray Dittiger. It's the read of the year nationally. Ray, it's brilliant.
Thanks, Ange. I really appreciate that. I really do.
Get it out there. Ray, thank you, my friend. We'll talk many times this season. Thank you, Ray.
I look forward to it.
Ray,
take care, Ange.
Dittiger.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.